Yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and today we're talking about what gives cryptocurrency value. What gives cryptocurrency value? And I love this conversation. I love this topic because this is like the first thing anybody asks you when you say, oh, I invest in cryptocurrency, or you should invest in cryptocurrency, or you try to give them advice. Well, why is it worth something? It's just digital. There's nothing there. It's like they don't do anything. Well, for some of them, that's pretty true. Actually, for most of them, that's pretty true. But what gives anything value? What gives the US dollar value? What gives gold value? And if you look at the different kind of value you have for different things, it's all the same. It's we, the people, give it value because we value it. There's nothing more than that. We value it. For example, like a friendship. Why would you value a friendship? Because it's important to you. Why do you value a family heirloom? Because it's important to you. Or maybe it's worth something. Maybe it's not only worth something to you because of emotional or historic or nostalgia, but it's worth something to other people as well. Because if you take a Rolex watch that's passed down through generations and you give it to somebody else, they're going to say, well, shit, it's a Rolex watch. We'll pay you X amount of money for it. So it's valued to other people as well. Because of brand, because of name, because of function, because of, well, there's lots of reasons. And we're going to go through some of the reasons of what gives cryptocurrency value and what is value today. So first, what is value? Value as a noun is, yes, I went to the dictionary for this, is an estimate of the monetary worth of something. It's what someone will pay for something, or it's the generally accepted worth. Now, this is from Oxford Dictionary. Can't debate that. There's different kind of values. There's intrinsic value, there's book value, actual cash value, and there's market value. Now let's look at some of the meanings of some of these values. There's intrinsic value. The intrinsic value is the actual value of a security, or let's just say cryptocurrency right now, as opposed to the market price or book value. The intrinsic value includes other variables such as brand name, trademarks, copyrights, that are often difficult to calculate and sometimes not accurately reflected in the market price. And let's use Litecoin for an example. The market price, market cap, is around $3.4 billion right now today. And the price is around $60-something dollars. But is that the intrinsic value? Did we calculate in the brand of Litecoin? Did we calculate in the technology, to the developers, the patents, the copyrights, all of those other things that can go into creating value for Litecoin? Anyway, that's one kind of value. The book value is another kind. Book value is the value of a company if it were to cease operating today and sold off all of its assets and paid off all of its debts. Okay, so that's another value. There is actual cash value. Now, for this, let's have an example. Let's say, for example, a man purchased a television set for $2,000 5 years ago, and it was destroyed in a hurricane. Sadly, there's been hurricanes the past couple weeks, and this could very much be true. His insurance company says that all televisions have a useful life of 10 years. A similar television today costs $2,500. The destroyed television had 50% or 5 years of its life left. The actual cash value equals $2,500, the replacement cost of a TV, times 50%, or $1,250. So that is actual cash value. That's what the meaning of actual cash value means. And the last one is market value. Market value is a subjective estimate of what a willing buyer would pay a willing seller for a given asset, assuming both have reasonable knowledge of what an asset's worth. It is also the highest estimated price a buyer would pay and a seller would accept for an item on an open and competitive market. Now, market price and market value are different. Market price is the price of which one can get for something, or one can transact, while market value is the true underlining value. All right, so now that we know what value is, and we know the definitions from Oxford, and we know the Investopedia, different kinds of values in the market or in business, let's talk about what can give cryptocurrency value. Now, disclaimer, now these that I'm going to say are just different ways that cryptocurrency could have value. Now, I'm not saying that all of them have these different ways involved or innate to them. And I'm not even going to say that just because, for example, the first one, just because we say supply and demand, that because the supply of Bitcoin is limited to 21 million coins doesn't mean that it is the reason, because you can have 21 million of something that nobody wants. So let's just keep that in mind while we're going through these. But these are different ways that something can have value and what cryptocurrency is using for value. All right, so supply and demand. Like we just said, Bitcoin is limited to 21 million coins. For example, if this currency is implemented worldwide and it's in stores, and you can go to, you know, Walmart and your grocery store and down your mom and pop shop, and everybody accepts Bitcoin no matter where you are in the world or what city you're in, then 21 million coins is not enough. And even though you can go 0.00001 Bitcoin, and I think you can go into like divisions of 100 million, it's still not enough for 7 billion people on Earth. So therefore, the supply is limited, and people will pay for it if they need to. The amount of energy, the electricity to secure, to mine the blockchain or blocks in a proof of work system is a lot. It's almost like the cost. The amount of energy you have to put in to produce a Bitcoin or open a block is a lot. So you're not going to have miners mining for free. They're going to need to have to pay for their electricity. They're going to have to cover their costs, and they're going to have to make a profit off of this. And it takes right now to operate the Bitcoin network about as much electricity as a small country. And I don't know how small country that we're talking about. I don't know if we're talking about the Vatican City or if we're talking a small country like, I don't even know what a small country would be. Would Norway be a small country? But it takes a lot of energy. Blockchain difficulty level. Now, the blockchain difficulty level is something else that could give it value in a proof of work system. If the blockchain takes a lot of energy and a lot of time to get in, therefore the value and the reward has to be equal or more to make it worthwhile for the miners. Also, the sheer difficulty itself gives it more value. And of course, this is related directly to the energy. The more difficult, the more energy you're going to use. Therefore, the higher the reward has to be. And we see how this is going to snowball. Another way that a cryptocurrency could help or gain more value is the utility of the currency. For example, Bitcoin, you can use it places. It is the currency of the market for the most part. I mean, ETH is there, Monero's there, but if you're buying something, you're usually using Bitcoin. But you also can pay for things with Bitcoin. There's markets set up that use Bitcoin. Established companies are accepting Bitcoin as payment. Therefore, the utility gives it value. ETH, for an example, it is for smart contracts. That is a unique utility. Ripple, banking, unique utility. So therefore, that value is created within its utility. And how easy it is to use and store, and that's just within the technology and the development of the coin. Can you put it in your phone? Can you take your phone and scan a QR code somewhere and pay in Bitcoin? Is it safe in your phone? Those are all other aspects. Perceptions on its value by the public. Do people value it? Do people think that it's valuable? Now, public opinion can go one way or the other, depending on, there's a lot of reasons. FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt can really impact the value of a coin. When JP Morgan CEOs come out and says some bullshit, because he is seen as somebody that understands finance and banking, even though they understand ripping off people and keeping everybody poor more than they understand finance and banking. But, you know, that can really affect the value of currency and cryptocurrency. The price of Bitcoin is another way that a coin can have value. If Bitcoin is up, most of the time altcoins are up. And you see that some of these coins actually just move with the price of Bitcoin. So today, Bitcoin is a little bit down. And let's just use this as generally speaking, because I don't like to time date my podcast, even though I always end up doing that in the middle of a podcast, seeing a price or something. So it's like irrelevant after a week. But Bitcoin price is down right now. It's around 3,800, down from 5,000. And you can see that all of the coins are now down. Therefore, the value has decreased. And also, people are using Bitcoin as a kind of a relationship of value. If Bitcoin is worth this much, then my coin should be somehow relative to the value of the Bitcoin. The media's perception of cryptocurrency is another way that they get value. As you see, Bloomberg, CNBC, and all these other, like even CNN, other trading and finance shows are now highlighting different cryptocurrencies. And even people like Charlie Lee is on Squawk Box talking about Litecoin. And the media is now creating a lot of value for the cryptocurrency market. Investors are another way that cryptocurrency has value. Of course, just by putting in money. If they invest, if you see that people are investing in something, therefore you're going to say, oh, well, there's another reason why it could be validated that it has value. It's almost a monetary validation. Well, I see him buying these and I see them buying this. Therefore, it must be worth this. And also just by the sheer putting money into it creates value. People put in lots of money to the investment, raises the price, raises the value, the monetary value. Scams are ways that it creates value, but mostly negatively. If you see in the cryptocurrency market lots of scams, then that's going to negatively affect the cryptocurrency market and the value of cryptocurrency or cryptocurrencies. And it's more of like, you know, a snowball or domino effect. You have enough of these scams, people are going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Are all of these scams? And people are still calling Bitcoin a scam, even though it has a $70 billion market cap. And it's still a scam. So people's perceptions, of course, the media doesn't help, but scams really hurt the industry. Market dilution is a way that coins can increase or decrease in value. If there was still only one coin, one Bitcoin out there, one coin to rule them all, then Bitcoin would probably be taking most of the money. I mean, of course it would. It's only Bitcoin. Let's just say Bitcoin, F, and Litecoin. There's only three coins. But then they're going to just be the black hole of all the investment. However, now there's thousands of coins. There's ICOs and coins for different niche markets, and there's different utilities for many of these coins out there now. And now this $170 billion market cap that is in cryptocurrency as we speak is now spread over all of these coins. When if maybe half of them were just to disappear tomorrow, a lot of that money might go into Bitcoin. Maybe the value is created because of all these coins. Maybe it's such a healthy market and people are saying, well, look at all these different utilities for this coin is now creating an awareness of what blockchain can do. So therefore, it's creating a new kind of value. Innovation is a way that cryptocurrency creates value. Lightning Network, atomic swaps. These are different innovations that are going to move the currencies forward. Remember Lightning Network we talked about on the Litecoin Charlie Lee episode? You could go back and take a look at that. And atomic swaps, we also talked on that episode. But it's also a innovation that is going to give mad value to some of these coins that are built off of the Bitcoin blockchain. Imagine atomic swaps when you can see a Bitcoin sticker on a door, say at Subway sandwiches. You go into Subway and you order yourself a foot long and it says, we accept Bitcoin. You can pay with your Litecoin, your Vertcoin, your Viacoin, your Virium. That's the innovation that is giving a lot of value to actually Litecoin right now, is this innovation in the possibilities of the future. Another way value is created is confidence in traditional systems. If people are having confidence or have a lot of confidence in banks, in the US dollar, then that could take money out of the cryptocurrency market or a cryptocurrency. And if they don't have it, say if it's going through with 2008 again, maybe they'll move it to Bitcoin. Or as we see, actually, as we speak, a lot of economic turmoil is in certain countries, Venezuela, for example. They're looking at cryptocurrencies as a viable solution to their increasing and huge inflation rates and the devaluing of their currency. So there's no confidence in their banking system at the moment. Volatility is another way that cryptocurrency will have or decrease in value. Cryptocurrency is an emerging market. It's new. It's all over the place. Prices go up, prices go down, sometimes 20% in a day. I mean, I think we just saw over the weekend, and of course, I'm dating the episode again. I can't help it. But over the weekend, we saw like $20 billion just fall out of cryptocurrency. And that's like 15% of the market cap. You're seeing huge fluctuations, and this is good for investors and people who want to make, you know, big money fast and don't mind the high risk. But does that really help the value? If it was more stable and you can actually put your savings or your 401k money or your retirement money into Bitcoin because you know that it's going to be stable and attract more value. And legal and government issues also affect the value of cryptocurrency. We can see this in government regulations, ICO ban in China, Bitcoin exchanges, and all of these different government regulations that could come into effect, are coming into effect, or have been put into effect, have at one point affected the value of cryptocurrency and the market in general, Bitcoin, or whatever currency that you're going to talk about. All right, I think that's about the end of my list. I'm just going to recap. There is supply and demand, the energy put into the blockchain in the form of electricity and electricity costs. There's the blockchain difficulty level. There's the utility of the currency, how it's used, how it's stored, the perceptions on its value by the public, price of Bitcoin, the media, investors, scams, market dilution, innovation, confidence in traditional systems, volatility, and legal and government issues. These are all different aspects that affect the value of cryptocurrency. Now, there could be other ways that I'm not thinking about or I haven't seen yet. During my research for this episode, is I opened lots of tabs and I started, you know, grabbing bits and pieces all over the internet. And then I came up on this article that had this exact list in it. And I was like, this is gold. The article was written in 2016 by BitConnect.co. I don't have the author's name here, which is too bad. I wish it was there, but it isn't, so I'm not going to mention the person. But the link is in the description, so you can check it out for yourself. And the value that I've mentioned is just a starting point. It's more of a, let's springboard to this to understand the market better so we can understand how supply and demand of a digital currency that has nothing physical attached to it can really manipulate the value. And we can build on that. And like always, I'm going to end it with saying, you can see us on Facebook, SoundCloud, Tumblr, Crypto 101, Instagram, Twitter, crypto_101. And you can send me an email at crypto.101@outlook.com. And just say what's up. I've been getting a lot of emails lately and I love seeing emails. It's not a bother. I love to see them. I love feedback of the show, getting opinions. And it really just helps us make Crypto 101 better because this is why we're doing it. We're doing it for the audience. If we didn't have anybody listening, we wouldn't be doing this. Also, a Crypto 101 announcement. There's a couple things that we want to get going down the road. And one of those things is YouTube. We're going to start putting up YouTube. However, at first, we just wanted to get it going, put Crypto 101 up there. So the episodes will also be available on YouTube. There's no video of me. It's just going to be Crypto 101 logo and the audio. Yay, I know. But you can also use YouTube to find the episodes, the newer episodes. And again, I am making a call to have more volunteers that want to help out Crypto 101 and build this network of cryptocurrency education. So far, me and Kyle have been holding it down, but we are growing in a way that we just think that why stop the momentum? So now we're looking for a blogger, somebody that could put the episodes into word form. And it doesn't have to be verbatim, but just in the word form to maintain our blog. So it's a resource that people can go to if they don't want to listen to a podcast and they just pull up the text of it. Of course, with affiliate links and all of the research that we do to make these episodes. And we're also looking for website builders and videographers and video editors and audio editors and anybody else that wants to join the Crypto 101 team to help move forward positively the market of cryptocurrency. Anyway, Kyle and I say thank you very much for listening to Crypto 101. I am Matthew Aaron. And this week's music is by Galt McDermott and Tom Pearson, Aquarius, from the Hair soundtrack. If y'all... All right, simple. The groove of this is just dope. I love it. Whatever you guys think about the song, the groove is amazing. The drummer of this song is Bernard Pretty Purdy, one of the best groove drummers ever. Check it out. His YouTube videos are in the description. The song is in the description. The research is in the description. And we'll see you next time.